National Rural News.
A global avocado shortage has growers eagerly picking fruit, with the season now well underway along the Murray River in Victoria. I caught up with Barham Avocados director Katrina Myers to find out how the first couple of weeks of the season's progressing.
We are just getting into our season, really. We're sort of in the third week of our half harvest, and our season's pretty good so far. We're pretty happy with our yield. Even despite we had some really hot weather in summer, which we had a bit of fruit drop then, and then we also had some frost, quite severe frost down here in the winter. But we're pleasantly surprised that the yield is still pretty good, so we're happy with that.
What sort of impact have those frosts had?
Well, we have to have frost fans down here where we are to grow avocados, so they come on at 0 degrees. And we had two nights in July that were -4.5, two nights in a row. And so when we get down to those sort of temperatures, the frost fans start to struggle a bit. And we've got one patch that's that's been planted quite low down on the hill. And in that patch, we had a heap of fruit drop off, like probably almost 15 bins worth of fruit that dropped off. So that was pretty bad. But luckily, the rest of the hill was still okay. And, as I said, still yielding pretty well. So we got away with it.
Good, good, good. So industry-wise, pretty good year for you this year, and growers going into this year. Is demand still pretty strong?
Demand's very strong, actually, and demand just continues to increase in Australia, which is fantastic. And supply this year is a bit short. So because prices have been up, Queensland just been picking as soon as their fruit's ready. So what tends to happen is if the prices are good, then people will pick as soon as their fruit's ready. So that keeps the market kind of short. And WA are a little bit behind this year, so their fruit's maturing a little bit later. So they haven't quite come into the market yet. So at the moment, while we're picking, the prices are fantastic. So that's really good.
What are your expectations for the rest of the year? You're 3 weeks into the Haas harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you expecting this year to go?
So we've probably got somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks left of our Haas harvest, and it's looking like the prices will stay pretty strong, which is great, and we'll continue with a good yield. So it's a pretty good year for us, really. I mean, we're pretty worried. It's always hard to tell how many fruit are actually on the tree because they're, you know, green and camouflaged and hidden. It's really hard to predict. Just, you know, you can sort of get a bit of an idea. But, after that really hot weather and the frost, we were a bit worried. But because they're yielding so well, it's looking good. And, yeah, as I said, there's a bit of a delay before WA comes into the market. So, yeah, we should be pretty good, which is great. That we'll be yielding sort of somewhere between 14 to 15 tonnes per hectare this year, which is up a bit on last year. Last year was more like around 12 tonnes. So, yeah, so we're pretty happy with that.
Barham Avocados director Katrina Myers speaking on the start of this year's avocado season. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact, you can send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.